This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Doctors Hospital, Epic Battery, Click, Nassau Cruise Port, Pinder Tile, Popeyes, Prince Masters, Ron's Electric Motors, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. It is a Friday. Bim, warm and easy selector. We slid through the entire week this week, had a great conversation, great opportunities to be able to talk about some stuff. Thanks to all those persons who contributed and being a part of what we did for the entire week. This week, I am grateful to you, always grateful to be able to have this kind of a conversation and discourse about where we are from a national standpoint. We are still in the thick of it, into the thick of it, like the backyard against. We are in the thick of it right now and really being able to talk about politics and seeing whether or not some things are going to shift. I'm excited about that, excited about talking to you about leadership. Leadership. So we're going to be able to kind of have that kind of a conversation with you and talk about those things. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. They are located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. As this is the beginning of the month, you still need your insurance for your car. And you can have good conversations about other possibilities and opportunities that exist in that particular space. Give them a call at 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS, Mr. Richardson, or... my good friend Etheric Bow would be more than happy to assist you in those areas. That is AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They can take good care of you. Got a shout out to my good, decent people, man. A lot of persons have been calling me. Howard, what is the name of Dr. Teresa, who was on the show the other day? I'm hoping that you guys are in that kind of a space. You know that today is Friday. So you get your 25% off on Friday. If you're looking to be able to get your hydrocolonic, right, you could be able to do that. And what that is just being able to hydrate your intestines and being able to do that. It's nothing strong, right? It's good. A lot of persons fear these things. they think that this is only for the brave. But this is, a great opportunity for you to be able to deal with some digestive issues that you have. Or some inflammation, some gas issues, some other issues that you continue to be able to wrestle with.
the fact that your stomach is kind of bulging and have some other things. There are some, you know, unresolved issues that possibly exist within your gut. You got to go be able to see Dr. Teresa and give her a call, right? It's CocoPlumWellnessBahamas.com, CocoPlumWellnessBahamas.com. You can be able to make your reservation. 25% off on Mondays and Fridays and 50% off on the 25th day of every month for the year of 2025, right? So you can be able to do that for her. Just reach out to her. That's CocoPlumWellnessBahamas.com. Or you can give her a call at 445-8111. 445-8111. You can be able to check them out in those areas. Also, Da Vinci. I've been talking to you about Da Vinci and the possibility that you can be able to get some things done. Da Vinci Printing and Innovators, they got everything available for you. Da Vinci Printing Innovators, they are located in the Village Road Shopping Plaza. And, you know, my wife said something. She said, you know, she sent some people down there to be able to do some stuff. And she said they got some nice trinkets for Valentine, right? So you can be able to get some stuff together. If you want to put a little basket together, put something nice together, go down there and see exactly what they have. Or like I say to you, if you're one of those persons who have some dreams, hopes, aspirations that you've been scribbling on for a while, and now you want to be able to get that thing taken care of as it relates to being able to, find yourself in the position to put formality to that. All right, I tell you, go down to my good people over at Da Vinci Printing and Innovators. You can be able to hit them up, right? Hello at DaVinciPrinting242.com. Hello at DaVinciPrinting242.com. You can be able to get them. That's their email. And they'll be able, they're very swift with answering their email. Hello at DaVinciPrinting242.com. Or hit them up at the shop, 677-2922. 677-2922. Got to be able to shout them out and be able to say exactly what's what. And I got to be able to read this and let you guys know exactly what's what. Kalik, the Bear of the Bahamas, is inviting you to join us at the New Village Pub, Grove Holiday, Tropics Lounge, Palm Tree Delight, Primetime Lounge, and the Pawn for the Big Game. Buy a bucket of Kalik and get two free shots of Jose Cuervo all game day. Kalik reminds you to drink responsibly. So they want you to be able to do that and get yourself prepared for game day in those areas. Got to shout out all those persons. Guys, pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. Stagnant stopover arrivals are concerning. D'Aguila is in the paper having a good conversation. It says to me that there is a desire to be able to kind of revive some things. Last time I had a good conversation with D'Aguila, he says to me that he's not getting into politics anymore. I suppose that this is possibly defending his record or identifying the lack of vision that exists in these particular spaces. But D'Aguila says that a failure to grow the economy is stagnant, fueling anemic GDP growth. This is some information to the paper, and we're going to be able to talk about those things. Also in the paper today, Adrian Fox to develop a $300 million luxury resort on Balmora Island. This is insane. Balmoral Island, $300 million, Adrian Fox, I guess it's a Fox Foundation being able to do those things. It's amazing. That's an absolutely amazing thing. It's a PM. There needs to be more affordable housing options. I think there needs to be more than just merely a conversation about what there needs to be more of. And there needs to be accessibility, tangibility, and being able to move towards those things. So we're looking for that from this administration, from the prime minister, and being able to move forward. Also, police officers accused of assaulting the fourth grade student. Police officers accused of assaulting fourth grade student. Yesterday, I didn't tell you, but I got to be able to remind you of our brothers and sisters who've transitioned and moved from, you know, this earthly space into a spiritual realm, right? They've transitioned to another side. And I'm hoping that you guys had an opportunity. You can pick up the Thursday paper and identify the obituary section. And like I said to you, if you're one of the persons who are dealing with sort of transition and death in your family and a loved one actually passing away, and you're responsible for the administration and ensuring that he or she is put down with a style and class and pizzazz that actually encapsulate their life, their existence while they were here with us, you want to go and check my good, decent people out over at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They're located right there on Ernest and York Street, just south of the Portiskey Dock, just behind that pink plaza right there. That is Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They got everything laid out for you, so make sure you go and check them out. Guys, it's a beautiful day. In the studio with me is none other than my very good friend, Garth. I got to bring him back to be able to have this kind of a conversation with you. I like it. I like the fact that we could be able to bounce back and forth. And he places me in this position sometimes where, you know, people say, boy, how are you hitting the people out? I don't see what you see. I can't hear what you hear. All I can say is what I'm convicted of and what I believe. And so, you know, if you don't have that same belief or whatnot, I'm happy to have your conversation. I'm happy to speak with you. You can give me a call at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence 242-300-5720, or hit me up 422-4796. Garth, say good afternoon to the people out there.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Got a call from Senator Reuben Ramming before I got here, and Bishop Kermit Agaro praying me up today, so I want to thank Howard. I'm in the spirit today.
Are they trying to invoke you, pull you in the spirit?
But those are my good friends and all the other people who have texted me this morning and have encouraged me. I want to give you all thanks, those who are working in the civil service as well as those who's working from their homes and their bedroom. I just want to give a special shout out to you. Howard Grant, I really thank you for allowing me to have a conversation about the nation. And you know, the last time I was with you, I left it just a tad bit concerned because there are certain people who always have this idea that either you're compensated to campaign behind the scenes, or you're just simply encouraged to side or have a bias. And I just don't get it. I don't get the understanding of truth in this country. Why can't we just simply not only see the truth but tell the truth? What you see is what you get. And we've been getting this truth for the last at least 25, 30 years. And the truth is very simple. You've constantly repeated it. It doesn't matter which administration we're under. The two major parties definitely have a plan. And the people of the Bahamas, we continue to not have a plan. And the only encouragement I see you've been very consistent about is that you're encouraging the Bahamian people to open their minds and develop a plan. It's not about a party. It's not about a person. It's about you. It's actually about you. And you continue to give yourself away. I think there's a gospel song that says, I give myself away so that you could use me. I think that was talking about God. It wasn't talking about PLP and FNM, because you continue to get used. And it seems as if, you know, you're not learning, you're not educating yourself, you're not thinking outside of the box, you're not looking at global society past the United States into Europe and places in Africa, you know, over in the Pacific Islands, as to how we can grow this country, how you can grow yourself. They keep throwing you these chicken bones, you know, and these chicken bones, you know, they don't have no meat on them. You know, let them stop treating you like a pot cake, you know. Let's have some self-esteem about who we are and where we want to be as a person. We have one Bahamian today, a couple investing $300 million in a luxury resort, and the story that they told is that he started working in a hotel. Well, how many of you have started working in a hotel at a higher rank than he has, but you do not have $300 million to invest? I've worked hard all my life. I think I'm a brilliant person. I think I'm an honest person. I think I help a lot of people. My mother always says, you'll have millions of dollars if you stop helping people, son. But she's been helping thousands of people herself. So I got that from her. And I don't know why she doesn't feel that. She put that in me to do the same thing. But here's a couple who I understand they help a whole lot of people in this country. And they got $300 million to spend. Where is your $300 million? Well, I mean, I see two people
here. His daughter?
Oh, I see Adriana Fox and I see... That's his daughter. Yeah, okay. But they're still a couple. It's still two people.
Okay.
Yeah. But they have it to spend. You see? And you go to work every day, 9 to 5. You fight traffic every day. You got to find lunch money every day.
You ain't going to make these people feel bad for not having $300 million.
When they go into the little stores, don't show their hand to try to get $300 million.
I can tell you a story, Garth.
Tell us a story.
You know, sometimes we as young persons would identify some people in the community. We had some people in the community that always were shiny. They always had chains on and had the six floating, you know, the 6 o'clock, five flying down up and down 8 Mile Rock Road on the motorbikes and 100,000 chains, like Mr. T.
The Ninja motorbikes, them type of motorbikes.
Ninja, Kawasaki.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember those days.
But the six, the
600.
The 600, right?
Yeah.
So they would be up and down 8 Mile Rock. And, you know, they had dreads. And they looked like everything our parents told us to watch out for. But they were shining. They had all the GT balls. They had everything.
Clark shoes.
Everything.
Diamond socks.
Everything. They had everything.
Yeah.
And so older people would sit down with you and say, boy, you know, everything that glitters is not gold. You don't know how people acquired some things. And as my wife grew, right, as when she first entered the division in government, she works in government, right? When she first entered the division in government, the very first week she started to work, we were working, we just got married, we were excited to kind of do some stuff. We were trying to figure out how we could work our way to a position of esteem in this society. And so I was always on my game in the hotel. And so I wanted to know whether or not she was on her game in customs, right, in her space. And so I asked her, I said, baby, first week, this is the first month or so. So I said, baby, how's things? So she said, things are good. Her enthusiasm decreased over that 1 month period before we had this conversation. And so I asked her, so I said to her, I said, listen, so do you see any opportunities there for you to be able to grow? She said, I don't think you understand government. This her first, this scene that she hasn't been there 6 months yet. You get me? She said, I don't think you understand government. So I said, what do you mean? I said, you don't understand it either. You just reach, right? So she says, no. She said, I was made aware. Mm-hmm. And very clearly they said to me, if you are number 62, the only way that you could become number 61 is if somebody dies or retires. This is the information that she received. And as she travailed through that space, and she did well, she's top notch. And as she travailed through that space, she always tried to figure out how some people would get promoted and others wouldn't. And she had someone say to her years ago, she said, they say, boy, Grant, what I am willing to do, you're not willing to do.
You ain't doing that.
I try to get someplace with you. I try to make you to understand some things. Though you see the glitz and glamour that actually exists in a particular space, despite the numbers and all these, you know, these magnanimous numbers out there, you are not willing to do what some people are willing to do. So you just got to leave that be and stay on your path. That's why you don't get in people lane when you're running your race. You ain't running against nobody. You're running your race. And I think that that's what the Bahamian people need to know. Once you stay convicted, once you stay aligned with your convictions, once you continue to be able to run your race and understand that there's an overarching vision to get to the end of that, no matter how other people run in their race, because other people has run their race going back to the eunuch. Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm just trying to get decent with you. Other people has run their race willing to do some things. Grammy said, a liar is a thief and a thief is a murderer. That's what my grandmother said. There are some people who will lie to you, and they're willing to murder to ensure that they could be able to keep that lie relevant and alive. There are some things that we are not willing to do. Now, I'm not saying that to be disparaging of anything, but I'm saying to you, everything that we see on paper, we don't know what exists behind the curtain in Oz. Let's just be decent. Talk to me.
Well, you know, this is why, you know, I get so passionate on your show, you know, and, you know, for those people who listen to me on Sunday, they get the full dose of what I really could pour on you. I really put it on you. But the reason why, Howard Grant, is because you I'm a guy like this. If you hire me to do a job, I want to do my job to the best of my ability. I want to think that I'm the guy who you can come to anytime to get the job done properly. If I fail, I don't want your money. If I can't do it, I don't want your money. I give you a refund or your deposit or whatever the case may be. But when you agree to accomplish something, Howard Grant, I take that to be very spiritual. I take to the point where I'm almost standing before the Almighty God and making a promise to you that I'm going to complete the contract. And so when you go before Parliament and you swear to the king, the heirs, the successors, you're swearing to the whole Bahamian people that I got your back, and you get in there and you're friggin', oh man, you're lousy. You're just lousy. I have a problem with that, Howard. I understand the system. I understand they're willing to do some things in there that I wouldn't do. You know, you, Jesus, have mercy. I don't get it. I don't get why you put yourself in a position to swing the Bahamian people every time. And the Bahamian...
That ain't their fault.
But the Bahamian people...
That ain't their fault. That ain't their... Listen to me.
We see you in your car.
When I present myself, right, I could identify as slim all day. Can you not see that I'm a big guy? It don't matter how I present myself. You have to have the discernment to identify what's before you, sir. Let's just be decent. Nobody who come before you sit on your settee and tell you what they could do, and you look at them and make a determination that they could do those particular things, and they've never done that in their private life.
That's what I'm saying.
They've never done these things in their private life. But they're coming to tell you, because of the banner of their political organization before them, that they could do these things. Sir, your convictions wouldn't evade you, and you now capture a new set simply because you use the FNM or use the PLP. You still lousy.
Lousy.
But the people will still vote for you.
And they're fighting for you. I'm trying to tell you these people are lousy. These people are not performing. And you're telling me I must be on the other side. You know, one particular Sunday, Howard, when I was on my show, right? You know what they accused me of being an FNM? You know why? I had on Darren Henfield. I had on Ruben Ramming. I had Peggy Candace. I had people like this, right? You know what they said to me? Oh, why you only got FNMs in your show? When I invited the PLPs to come on the show, you think they show up yet?
They don't have to show up.
That's what I'm trying to say to you.
What you're looking for.
So I given them opportunities. I given both sides opportunities, right? Your FNM people showed up. I gave them opportunity, but I must be a PLP.
Hold on, wait. I mean,
I'm just asking how...
You run through that too. Who's your FNM people?
I mean...
You mean the general public?
Yeah, but...
You ain't mean Howard?
I know Howard. No.
Okay, go ahead.
But you're so quick to judge me, and I'm the person behind the scene who's trying to be fair to you. I've sat here with Howard Grant, and I've seen FNMs approach him. I've seen PLPs approach him. And the response to the PLPs and the FNMs to the foundation is always the same. There's a seat available for you. Let's have a talk. Let's make the proper arrangements. I have no issue having you on my program. These people refuse to come here. Then these are COI people, the third-party people. They're mad with the whole world and me and you. Why? You give them an opportunity. Do they show up? Do they call in? They don't participate. No one's going to spoon-feed you. No one's going to change your Pampers. I ain't doing that no more. I got four siblings behind me. That's the last set of Pampers I ever change. I ain't changing no more. So if you all want to be significant, then you got to pay your dues. You got to put your sweat and your blood forward and show us that you're serious. If you're not serious, Howard Grant, I join you in this on the foundation and tell you, man, I'm ready to cut your hip. I'm ready for you to get lost. I'm ready to just forget about you because you are not what you're saying that you're going to represent. You're just lousy.
And that's the kind of conversation we can have. I want to tell you about yesterday. I wrote two articles. I wrote an article about global gentrification and the power associated with that. More specifically, it had to do with Trump and Trump identifying the Gaza Strip to be able to turn it into the Riviera of the Middle East. That's what he says.
That's vision. It's still vision.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Taking no consideration into the communities that existed in this particular space.
Of course.
And now saying that 1.8 million people will be displaced because power, him and Netanyahu, power has decided that your community is not, you ain't nobody. You only define some place else to live. But we can make this place look good.
That sounds like...
That's global gentrification. And I thought gentrification had to do with a particular mindset, but I realized it has nothing to do with ethnicity. It has nothing to do with economics. It has nothing to do with culture. It is power. Power gentrifies.
Demons, man.
power gentrify. Like, so I write this. I write an article. I will put it in the paper next week. Godspeed. I can put it in the paper. I can put it in the paper. Yeah. Right. It's put it in the paper.
500 And then acres I write
another article.
Don't forget 500 acres in North Andres now. Yeah. Chinese.
So I wrote another article, and the second article that I wrote had to do with vision, and that was local. The second article I wrote had to do with a bigger vision, casting a bigger vision than yourself. A vision that requires an entire community to be able to assist you, an entire nation, all hands on deck to be able to transition. When Trump came in 2017, he started to talk about this idea of making America great again. And we saw this as we didn't know how to look at Trump. We wasn't looking at his vision yet. We didn't know how to look at Trump. Mm-hmm. Trump, we start to castigate him and to identify him as Hollywood. He's not Washington savvy. Yeah, he doesn't know these things. So we start to do all these things and castigate him. And then we made at the interim a comparison to him and Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. And saying that Ronald Reagan was also
an actor. Oh, yeah.
Right? So all of this, I read in an article, right? So I said, and then things shifted. Mm-hmm. His message of making America great again permeated and cemented itself into the hearts and minds of those people that wanted to see America as a global, undisputed power again.
Global strength, yes.
And that translated through his court hearing. Through his allegations, through his convictions, that transcended everything to put him back in power again. Americans, white, black, Indian, Hispanic, Asian, Hispanic, all seek to make America great again.
Yes.
And they don't realize that making America great again separated them.
And this is what it does.
It separated them.
This is what it does.
But my message, my article that I put together, was designed to be able to show you that a message that was all-inclusive, that captured the minds and imaginations of everyone, was a message that we haven't seen in decades in this country. The closest we would have gotten to that was Government in the Sunshine, Better in the 90s, and in 2012, We Believe in Bahamians. All fall significantly short of the idea of what they projected. Flat. So I want to have these kind of conversations.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk about those things and talk about how we still have not seen a vision, whether that's from Michael Pintard, whether that's from Lincoln Bain, or whether that is from Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis. We still have not seen a vision that all of us, no matter our political heritage or our affiliation, no matter our cultural position, our ethnicities, no matter where we grow, none of us are all fixed on this idea of making the Bahamas great in this kind of a space.
You fixed for 26, buddy.
Who? Fixed for 26? Let me go to a commercial break. Eh? Guys, quick commercial break. The line's going to be wide open. Let me get back after this.
Foundation. Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinda Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, $134.20 a rule. Felt, £15, $16.50, £30, $19.80. Owens, Corning Duration Shingles, and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of roof cement, $33.47. All sizes treated dimensional lumber. And of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. Half inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear y'all selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill, and Fire Trail, it's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
Excuse me for my interruption, but you come and look with reminder to say, this coming Friday, and please come over the lawn. You went to see my number one town round town. I did some Friday evening. Boom! The people them tired of working. Fana, fana, Lord, them hear the disco playing.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, the foundation, just being able to chop these things out, have a good conversation with my guy, Garth, in the studio with me today. Garth is a little bit peed about being able to. So Garth, I don't wrap myself up in these things, though. I just don't. I try to stay in my own lane. I don't look at nobody, nothing.
Yeah, but you're a guy, Howard, who likes things to be done correctly. I was driving with you through my neighborhood, and you looked at a building. You said, oh, that's a pretty nice building right there. I like the design there. But look at that. That's a little crooked right there. That ain't level right there. I didn't even know you had that contractual ability. But you just look at something and size it up, and you find the imperfections. But you say, you know,
I'm not looking for imperfections. I just see it. I look at the building.
But people don't want you to see it.
I look at, but it's evident.
Yeah, but people are telling you.
I look at the building, sir, who poured your floor?
Yeah, but they don't want this you to see that. They want you to say it's a solid floor. You and I must allow these people now to get away.
But that's like me saying that you was a man if you was a woman, or you was a woman and you was a man.
Yeah, but
I could see who you present to be.
Yeah, but they don't want you to do that, Howard. This is the problem with our society.
But I don't live in my head.
We for sale, boss.
We don't live in imagination.
We for sale, boss.
We have to live
in
truth.
You got money, that floor straight as heck. You know, okay, so when the inspector come, you got to fix this. You know, they say, I just saying to you, yeah, that looking good, man. I can be back next week.
The design and concept is great, you know, I like it.
Oh, yeah.
But there's just some things that I think.
But if you're an inspector, you see these things. But now the question is, does the dollar bill make a difference?
The only reason your fascia board and your railings and everything off is because your floor ain't level.
Okay.
That's just basic.
Yeah, but the money make up for that. They're trying to tell you just a couple of dollars. And you talk about this corruption, 75%, according to the IDB in the country. It goes deep, Howard Grant. It goes very, very deep. You talk about the survey paper being filled with different people's names from different countries coming into our country and getting documents. It goes deep. You know, these things are just deep everywhere. So it shows us that the very foundation of our society has to be repaired, but no one wants to repair the foundation. Everyone is saying, slip you a little quick thousand, and you're straight. This is how this country looks like it's running. You know, you go into politics, you don't have no money, and when you come out, it's a millionaire. Nobody asking the question where all this money come from. Ain't nobody asking. Ain't nobody serious about asking. We put people before the court, and, you know, everything's alleged and everything is supposed to be circumstantial. You have a judge, you have a jury, and then at the end of the day, who goes to jail? Ain't nobody going to jail. As a matter of fact, you may make some more money by going to court. What type of jungle y'all running around here?
But going to jail ain't got nothing to do with nothing. We want these issues to be rectified.
We want that, but everybody else who on the take don't seem to be interested.
I'm disappointed when I hear things like that, Garth.
But let's talk again. We just saw the truth. The building ain't level, Howard Grant. It's not level. It ain't level for you and me. We hard-working, behaving men. Let me stick to the men, because women, y'all are doing quite well these days with jobs and opportunities. Men are sitting underneath the juju tree. Men are sitting underneath the almond tree. Men are sitting on the beach doing what? And the men who are working, are you being properly compensated for the work that you do? Are you being incentivized? That we have to start asking these questions. If you went to school and got a university degree as a man, are you a national treasure? Or are you just simply another individual breathing the oxygen?
A Negro with a paper.
That's it. So where is the value of the future of our nation?
But that spans across all genders. You just a Negro with a paper. No matter if you got two and three papers, you're still a Negro with a paper.
And I'm sure
they have modified through culture. They've modified this kind of a thing where they say that you're too qualified, you're overqualified. Oh, well, we need this. Or they give you specifics. We're looking for, right down to looking at the paper, we're looking for a living maid. She got to be able to speak German. She got to speak Spanish. She got to be able to speak Creole.
Yeah,
okay. Right? These three things that they, these are the specifics. Mm-hmm. And the specificity is designed for their person to get in.
Yeah.
So they could say, I've gone through formality and you didn't meet the criteria. And so I had to do these particular things. Miss, we only come to clean your house. You need to stop it. But they've designed it in a, such a way that they get their people in and we don't get the opportunity. There's no transparency in this country.
And the people happy with this? And this is why...
No, but they ain't that people happy with it, you know.
They
people
happy.
Just, no, no one is willing to fight because you have no support.
Howard, you and I fought on Wednesday. I was here on Wednesday. We had fighting situations. And the people call in and say, why are y'all doing that? What you mean, why the hell are we doing that? If you ain't doing nothing, what you want me to sit here and say you're doing something? This is the conversation we're having today, Howard Grant. I am not going to do that. If I say the government hasn't done anything for 3.5 years, I know something is happening right now. All I see in the papers, PLB doing this, PLB doing that, PLB doing this, PLB doing that. So I ask the question, what is the FNM doing? I think it's a fair question. And if the PLP has started and the FNM has not started, who do you think I believe will be the victor if that be the situation?
Well,
the fellow who in the ring swinging blows or the one who just standing still and grinning I'm trying to watch my words today, Howard. Grinning like a hyena. Let me use that word.
Grammy say Jessica.
Yeah, Jessica. I was used to
give
Jack.
Give me a call, guys.
I was going to call him Jack, but everything cool.
323-6232, 325-4316. 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call her on the line. Go ahead. Hello.
Hey, good day, Howard.
Hey, my dear, what's up?
Hey, darling. Happy Friday to you.
Very happy Friday, as a matter of fact. You know, you was looking for some word to use for the grinning eyes, and I was going to say grin like a dog with gas, but anyway. You know, I love my people, but
yes.
I wanted to ask a question. I wanted to ask the learned Howard a question.
Yes.
Mr. Grant, mm-hmm. how good you think this country will be, or how bad you think this country would be if there is a serious implementation of what's the thing called now, the declaration thing? Because, I mean, we really, I'm a very curious man. I would really like to know where these overnight millionaires come, because I'm looking to run in the next general election, hopefully on the PLP ticket, you know, because I want to be a millionaire too.
You want honesty from me and transparency that all of us know the answer to, or you want me to say the politically correct thing?
No.
Listen, if you don't do the honesty, God right there, because
okay,
I know
so
you're running the Howard.
Let me fix it for you. The government has formalized, has provided formality for an underground industry to step up significant tiers and be identified as a prosperous, profitable business that is identified by the government. Essentially, their money now could go in the banks locally. What was potentially in Switzerland or potentially, well, these are allegations and this is my speculation in my mind. What was potentially offshore in the Cayman Islands or whatever is now in a space where they can be able to show you what they have and formality. The government opened the door to a particular industry, created that, and created 8 licenses for these particular persons. Everyone in this country, there are 2 industries, major industries. Externally is tourism. Internally, it is hope. The church, on one hand, had the monopoly on hope.
Yeah.
And now the number house has the monopoly on hope, because the number house provides you with tangibility.
Yes. Preach.
But Howard, if you also look at it, you know, remember when we had the referendum, quote-unquote, opinion poll done, we said no to gambling. People were trying to figure out if Mr. Davis and Mr. Fox are friends. But we said no, and Mr. Davis was sitting right there when it went through anyway. So how could you now ask if they're friends?
This was Christie.
Pardon me?
This was under Christie.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Mr. Davis was right there.
Yeah, all of
when,
that
when,
right.
The, when I know... Yes, you remind me of how they say, I'm from Anders, we don't do it anyway. But like how they say, the Anders woman is right.
Yes.
But that's exactly what Mr. Davis do. He needs to move and go Anders, because that's what he's doing.
No, but hold on now. Let's fix this. Because a lot of us find ourselves in this position where we are invoking prior hurt and trauma from yesteryear when we see your face again, when we see something come to the forefront again. You never say nothing about that then. You should have said something then. You didn't vote for the man almost two or three times since then. He's the prime minister now, and nobody say nothing about that. You put the PLP back in again.
So where does that leave us as a people? Where does that leave us people? Because at the end of the day, we're not better off for it. Because we put him there in hopes that he would have done something different or better off for us, made us shine a little more. But besides his climate change champion, that he now seems to be getting the leg yuck from under him with. Outside of that, I haven't seen him championing anything else. The hotel is still up for sale. You know, what was supposed to have been done within the first 100 days or less.
And he hit you with the number one industry in the country that you recognize. We hope that the hotel gets sales sold. Yeah. We hope.
Yeah, we're hoping.
But that whole part, you know, like I say, we have some churches. I'm sorry to say like this. We have some churches and I would say they didn't stay in church so long. God come and gone a little while now. So hope come and gone quite a while now. Mm. Hope is no longer hope is now hopeful. Mm. Hope is somewhere giving birth to something else.
So let me ask this question then, darling. How much did they purchase the hotel for in Grand Bahama?
Oh, the government?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too sure, you know. Like because I'm trying to figure out why didn't he allow Fox to buy that?
Okay, now watch this now. No. Are you smart, eh?
No.
Because they said, right here, that this morning, that's the first time they said, why build a new hotel? You're talking about the tourism, the idea
said the tourism, value.
The tourism, staying, the air transportation tourism isn't getting any higher. I feel like Freeport is the reason why. There's no place to stay.
That's the value.
There's no airport to land on.
Listen, y'all ain't want to have a real conversation.
We got to.
I appreciate your call, baby doll. We got to go to the next call. Y'all don't want to have a real conversation with you. You want to pray. You want to play and pretend.
No.
No, you want to play pretend.
No.
You want to play pretend today.
They didn't ask for it.
No, but you want to play pretend today. You asking why the government didn't do that? You don't think they made an offer to the government?
You let me have that talk. We have that talk. I know you're on your game.
A smart man would make an offer to the government.
Yeah, I see you rocketing your chair.
Okay.
I see you rocking.
You think the government, you know how much hotel rooms in Grand Bahama right now?
I know you would know.
Over 1,500 rooms right now sitting dormant that the government said that they pay $1 million a month.
I heard that.
$1 million a month, that's $12 million a year just to keep the air condition on.
But this fella just spent $300 million. Even if he spent $300 million.
Hold on. And the government would give no consideration to being able to give an entity or a body of men this particular opportunity. You know why? Because now they become owners of an entire economy. You cannot do that. You cannot do that. But I have to keep you in a particular position. So take this ambassadorial post. Y'all don't want me to talk today, you know.
We got to preach.
No, but you don't want me to talk today.
When you go to church,
I need to keep you under my thumb as the government because essentially your financial influence and the hope that has become tangible to the people of the Bahamas can shift an economy and you can be able to take over power.
I like it.
That's the truth.
I like it.
That's what it is.
But I had to bring that out of you.
So I need to put you in a position where I feel as though I provided you an opportunity without you recognizing that you could take this whole thing over.
And we all know that.
You could take this whole thing over.
Man, that's why I like the show.
Why the government has ensured that no one else could give these people license other than us.
So I got another question after you take your caller, though. I know you take your calls, but I got another question for you then. Smart man. I know you're smart.
Y'all want to play games on this radio today. This exists in the public domain for us to consume every single day. This is real life information.
Because I want to know if they give the man the $300 million resort, right? And the man owned web shops, right? You think you can let the man put one casino in there? I'm just asking.
Of course.
Okay.
These are going to be boutique.
He's
going to
get a casino.
This is going to be boutique hotels.
Casino license.
These are going to be boutique hotels.
So if he could do it, and I find some people who could do that, we could do that together.
Well, I don't know.
No, don't stammer now.
I don't know. How I know the government can make a decision on.
So it's good for some and ain't good for others?
The government has to make a determination. governments, the collective, the body that sits around cabinet that actually has a docket to identify issues and make a determination as to whether or not they're doing their internal vetting on you to identify whether or not your aspirations supersede the government of the Bahamas. Does your aspiration supersede the government of the Bahamas? If we provide you this opportunity, where can we how can we ensure that you wouldn't try to topple the government that exists in this particular space? Because you got the finances. And if you hire the people, then you get the support. Mm. How can we ensure that you find yourself in the position always under the feet or the proverbial thumb of government? How can we do that?
I like it.
How can we do that? Mm. We give you the facade of empowerment. We give you public the acknowledgement.
The facade?
It's a facade.
That's what they do to the people every 5 years, give them a facade. That's what we're doing every 5 years, and people don't understand this yet. This is why I was upset on Wednesday, trying to tell you these people say they want to be the government, and they're giving us a facade. But we thinking these people are serious. These people ain't serious about us.
Guys, let me take a quick commercial break, get the news, and be right back. We're a couple minutes out. On 1 o'clock, the line's going to be wide open. I see two calls here, so I'm going to take those calls. Let me get back at 1 o'clock. Thank you guys so much. We'll be right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
Get to stacking up the flavor at Burger King Massa with its new Stacker King lineup. It doesn't get any bigger, better, or meatier than the Stacker Kings, which feature bacon, cheese, and a delicious stacker sauce, all piled on as many flame-grilled Whopper patties as you can handle. For the chicken lovers, try the all-new Crispy Chicken Stacker, or pile your mornings high with a croissant sandwich stacker loaded with meat, cheese, and stacker sauce on a warm, flaky croissant. Don't miss out on the bold flavors of the Stacker King collection, available at Burger King Massa.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
On Saturday, February 22nd, 2025 at 7 p.m., the Bahamar Convention Center will set the stage for an unforgettable celebration of 25 years of giving back and supporting healthcare education in the Bahamas. Experience a night of excitement with exquisite fine dining, captivating live entertainment, and an inspiring atmosphere as we come together to celebrate and shape a brighter, healthier future. Tickets are available now. Reserve your spot today by emailing dhfoundation@doctorshost.com or calling 242-302-4640. Sponsorship opportunities are also available to show your support for this important cause. The Doctors Hospital Maya Rassen Foundation. 25 years of transforming healthcare and building a legacy. Don't miss this special celebration.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, the Foundation, live and in full effect on this absolutely gorgeous Friday. It's a Friday, February 7th. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Hope you guys are doing well out there. The lines are wide open. Sitting here with my good friend Garth, just being able to talk about where we are from a national standpoint. And I wanted to talk about some things. I really wanted to get into leadership and this concept and idea that exists in this particular space today. And we're looking at some things. And I think the only thing that we're doing is just kind of being able to unearth and regurgitate things that we already know. I mean, we know these things. And I don't know why we're waiting for some kind of a shocking moment to talk about things that we ready to know these things. Talk to me. I just want to be decent with you. We didn't know these things.
They say that when you close your eye, Howard.
We smart people, you know.
They want you close your
we
eye.
We sharp people.
You are the problem.
Who, me?
Yeah, they say you're the problem.
But if I go, the problem still exists. You're still broke.
No, they ain't got no problem because the people don't recognize it's a problem.
Yeah, but they still broke.
Bye-bye.
They still, domestic violence still up.
You got the behemoth.
In fact, guess what? Domestic violence, robbery, burglary, all these other things are down by 10%. But murder up by 9%. So they've decided that they ain't even going through this kind of interim thing to get to their resolve no more. They get right to murder. Yeah, it's a social decision.
They ain't checking if it ain't them, but it ain't in their neighborhood. These people, they just dumb.
It's a social decision that they've decided.
And you here blowing the horn, blowing the whistle, blowing the junk canoe.
You got to wake up.
Conch shell and all the rest of the stuff. And
you've got to wake up, Garth. How long are you going to be sleeping? It's time to wake up. You have put your head in the sand all this time, and you're behind in the air. You got to wake up and stand tall.
I see in the paper too.
Let your backbone sit straight.
Well, the fellas them doing the shooting, I see the girls them getting key for house on the front of the Guardian newspaper. Only women are getting house. I see three girls in there, three ladies in getting house. The one in the middle, she must be a collie. I must see my family. You know, related to some of them collie people from Meguana. But three women got them key in the hand. House number 81, 83, 82. Ain't no fellas getting no house. Daddy ain't got no house. You know, I just asking. I mean, I just...
You're spilling into a different area.
No, but I just talk about leadership.
House ain't got nothing to do with man or woman. It only has to do with the ability to be.
Yeah, but I say to you now, leadership...
It only got ability to...
But we leading just the women now?
Pay.
Or we leading everybody?
If the woman them could pay, they can pay.
But who showed to the rally them? The woman them, eh? Who's going to the church? The woman them.
God, just put it into a different conversation. Let me take a telephone call. Guys, the lines are wide open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Mr. Howard. Mr. Garth.
You have to stop playing that music in the background because I can't hear you good.
You can hear me better now?
You got to cut it down. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Howard, we need some MRI machines in the hospital. My school made 52 at a discussion Wednesday night on Dr. Pinto's show with one guest, Dr. What do you mean, Wesley, whatever. Tried to talk around that. You know that's serious, right? You know my pet peeve. Dialysis machine that's needed, right?
I hear what you say, and I like that, but you're going to have to decide. Hold on. You're going to have to decide to cut that thing off in the background. I can't hear you. I'm fighting to hear you, and I don't know how this coming over in the people car in there, so we can be able to go to the next line. Make a decision that we can be able to go to the next line. Caller, go ahead. Caller, on the line, go ahead. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead. Hello? No? This is the posture that we're in right now.
So, Howard, here it is then. Let's go back to your conversation of leadership and a vision. And I know you probably got a text during the break about one particular entity saying they have a vision they want to share with us, right? But
let me read it.
You want to read it?
Let me read it.
Go ahead.
It says, good morning, Howard. I would love to invite you, both of you, which is, I guess, you and Garth, to Fusion on Saturday, March 1st, 2025 at 7 p.m., please, for the launch of Vision 2030, COI for Change. This is what they're saying. Mm-hmm. It's a text that's coming through. Mm-hmm. All right. Next one says, doesn't matter if the vision has a net that can tug at the heart of all of our local barriers, if all the speakers, dirty, corrupt, and don't do their actual job, and if we are being frank, give zero blanks about the people that they work for. Mm. I'm talking about PLP and FNM, mainly because only they have been in. So what you want, about the COI, I'm sorry, say what you want about the COI, but they, the best alternative currently. And if you and Garth and others prefer to continue getting spanked without consent from them two big dudes, I suppose you mean the FNM and the PLP, instead of trying another option, then stop crying. And no, I am not a COI. I'm a realist. There's people calling in right now. There's people texting right now to say that there is support for the COI. Let me see if I can take a call. Caller on the line, go ahead.
Hey, Howard. Hey, Garth.
Hey, what's up, Nico?
How are you?
All is well.
Sitting in traffic here, so I'm going to be quick. There's two things. The statement, Howard, you made in regard to getting your own this formulated theory of getting someone in to work for you is not exactly accurate. As an individual, I can submit an application for someone to work for me. And if my communication in my home or elsewhere requires that person to speak Greek, Spanish, whatever it is, whatever language I have, and my children are the same thing, right? I'm making that application. Now, if a Bahamian citizen has those qualities, that person has first bite at the cherry, right? But it doesn't mean I'm going to take him because I may not like the attitude of that person.
Right.
So I'm back at the drawing board. And providing I satisfy all the criterion to bring someone in, that's the way it goes. So the perception of a side formulation, I don't think is palatable. That's my opinion. The other thing is the lady caller a little while ago that Garth was happy with. I think her perception of what is going on in her question is fair. But the other thing is that I cry shame, and I said this the other day on Sunday, I believe it was, Garth, that shame on the Bahamian people. You got flammed by the parties and everything up to election, but didn't listen to what the lack of vision that was out there. You just got caught up in the flam, and now, and this has gone for decades, and you cry and poor mouth now because you are the one that put whomever in? Come on, man. Stop talking. Go out there and do something. Talking doesn't do anything. Bring action. Shame on you. You're the one that put him in, not me. And that's the bottom line. And they know they're masters of the flam. They will sell you sunshine and tell you, or let's use the Eskimos, we'll sell you ice. And that's the best ice you can ever have when they live in the ice. This is what we're faced with.
The Eskimos have to realize that they live in ice, though. And I think that's where we live as a Bahamian people.
But the thing is, all it is talk and complaining and everything else. Y'all put together a march. Do something. They react to that. That's what happened with the dump when it was on fire. All of a sudden, the fire out.
Like that. I like it, call Nico.
Okay?
Yeah.
Y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you, my Nico. We'll talk.
Great show.
Thank you, my brother. We'll talk. Let me get to the next call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line. Go ahead. Next call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Is my friend called back? He's gone. Next call, caller on the line. Go ahead. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
God.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Howard.
Yes, sir.
I called him back.
Okay.
I don't know if you had a problem with the music I was playing, but you let me go real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. All I'm saying is that, you know, like my boy 52 was telling Dr. Pinto and them, we need MRI machines that definitely cost $1 million, right?
Okay.
That's going to be a problem with all this money they've been spending, and now we're talking, but we ain't talking no national lottery. Mm-hmm. National lottery take care of all of that, right, Howard?
Well, you mean a national lottery?
Yeah.
We'll take care of all of that? Well,
yeah,
quite
yeah,
possibly.
Giving us MRI machines in the hospital and all the other...
Yeah, but we thought that VAT would have been able to take care of that also.
Okay, yeah, but what I'm saying is, you know, how they have the lottery in the States, they take care of the roads, they take care of... That bridge with Andres where the people can't cross?
Yeah.
They take care of all of that stuff. But then, you know...
Possibly and quite... And potentially, yeah.
Yeah, and now, you know, Fox, you know, spending $300 million and all the rest of that, and the people that voted for National Lottery and was rejecting the other offer that was there, and this is the product of what we're getting. You see what I'm saying? So all of this investment by them now, I hate on Fox because I know Fox from being up the road by my boy Tona on the porch, who is his right-hand man, and I grew up under flowers. Me and Shane Gibson, them grew up under flowers playing golf when we was children, 4 and 5 years old. You know, I was younger than him and my brother, who in the same age as Shane Gibson. So, you know, flowers, them and I know they would do what you ask them to do if it comes to it. But here we are now. And then we complaining about tourism. We're talking about the stopover visitors and those on the cruise. You see what I'm saying? If we as the people invest in cruise ships or invest it, you know what I mean? Like the Admiral, what's his name? Trevor Kelly. You know that is I'm Howard. You know Trevor Kelly?
No, I don't know Trevor Kelly.
Oh, and Betty Kay.
Okay. Didn't he pass away?
Yeah. What I'm saying is, if we as a people, see, we have to compete. And once we do that, collectively get us groups, whatever, and cruise ships, and we have all these islands, once somebody go on a cruise, you go on a cruise for a week. If you can do a Bahamas cruise, and the cruise ship's going to cruise through the Bahamas and make about 4 stops to the island, and we got about 3 cruise ships, and they're making stuff, then the economy of each of the family islands will be sustained if they get one ship a week, one cruise ship stop in, or two cruise ships, you know, even if it's for a day or so.
Yeah, I heard you mention that this morning on Morning Blend with Dwight Strawn.
Right, right.
And Howard and I also mentioned that several weeks ago. We spoke about that right in this very same space about the idea of cruise ships owned by Bahamian people. I think the issue, though, is this. The ideas of the nation are not being invited to be listened to by those who are in authority. They're not listening to us. They're not having the conversation with us as if they want our participation or our contribution to the building of this nation. They, in terms of leadership, already have an idea as to who their friends are, who their family consists of, and who the...
That's the length and breadth of their leadership.
Yes.
My brother, thank you so much for telling me. It's the length and breadth of the leadership.
So even in your resourcefulness and in your great thinking, your philosophical soundness, it's not going to be welcome to them because...
But there's a lot of... You have to unpack that. There's a lot of elements there. We've come from a society that, first, we haven't learned about sharing. Second, we haven't learned about money. Third, we haven't learned about community. We haven't learned these things. We've only been prepped to work for the white man. And I say, whatever this white man is, quote unquote, there's always this concept and idea that you're going to work for someone when they come in with this great vision that the government will offer an opportunity to. We have never been conditioned to understand that there's strength that exists within us, That's why we have a broken society now. That's why people are throwing their hands up when they don't seem to see vision in the FNM, they can't see vision in the PLP, and there is a hope, a quiet hope, an expectation that why don't we just become the American 54th state? Or why don't we just give this over to someone? Let these people come in. If crime is an issue, why don't we go back down to Trinidad and Tobago and Barbados and bring these people back again? There's always this hope and expectation that externally they can do it better than us.
Yes.
That's where we've been conditioned. And so when you put this sort of a grandiose idea on the table about the possibility of people being able to band together and purchase this thing and find productivity, you're going to have fight because everybody won't be the Indian. Everybody won't be the chief and nobody won't be the Indian. Mm-hmm. Everybody want to find themselves in the position that they could say, let me tell you something. And this is what I've learned since I've been in Nassau. I've watched so much people tell, I had this person, I just want to be decent. My cousin, come in my place. I listen every day, I pray into Jesus Christ and painting in my restaurant. I didn't buy all my fridge and everything. I deplete my money for my family. I just lost my money, my job at the hotel. I paint my place every day. I listen, scrubbing the floors. I paint the ceilings. I design, decorate this, that, all these things. Every day he's come by periodically and heal me. And then he tell people, yeah, man, this me and my cousin place. That's what he say. There's an idea always to be attached to progression, attached to growth, and never put labor into it. It's the issue that you have in this country. People don't want to work. They want the benefits. They want the recognition. They want to be able to be viewed in a particular manner, but they don't want to put the labor in. And that's an issue. And I'm not going to invest with people like that. Because me and you can fight more than the energy that I use fighting you. I could do this myself.
In your mind, historically, when would you say the love for labor began to dwindle in this country?
In the early 80s, when the love for sex, drugs, and alcohol spiked, people have put down this kind of an idea of working for themselves because there was instant gratification in the introduction of being able to sell a little piece of drugs and be able to get this massive reward, right? People have transitioned. When they used to wake up 4 o'clock in the morning to go to work, people started, especially on the family islands, waking up 4 o'clock in the morning and, you know, scouting up and down on the shores to see whether or not they could find one of those little packages. This is what's happening in this country. And that has not left our bloodstream just yet. It hasn't left. We haven't figured out a way to be able to think beyond that. Everybody will hit a lick. Everybody will hit this major lick. And you are dumb.
I'll just say this, Howard Grant.
Money and the dumb man shall surely depart. It's just what it is.
Yeah, but I'm very, very disappointed in the performance of our nation over the last 20 years. I do believe that there was so much...
But in our nation, it's a performance of our politicians, and there's no need to be cute with that. Our politicians have destroyed this nation. Their lack of vision, their incestual desire to be able to get more and grab more for themselves, they're trying to create an economy. Right? An environment unto themselves where they could figure out how I can take this. Our politicians, not all of them, most of them have destroyed this nation. They haven't presented vision. They don't work. And there's nothing for the community to move towards. Every year, successively, you've identified less and less people participating in voting. Every year. And then you introduce this sort of an idea for local government. And every year, there's less and less participants in this. Nobody cares about this country anymore as it relates to leadership. No one cares. And those who care will be identified as the problem, like you said. Howard, you're the problem.
But the increased number of people not participating should be recognized. And a call should be made to these people to come together and form a voting bloc.
And that's what we're waiting on the PLP to do now. If the PLP identified some non-performers right now, right? Don't wait for anything. Just if the PLP identify non-performers in their organization right now and pull them aside and say, we want you to step back. We want you to do these things. Then the PLP have this sort of launch, or whatever the case may be. This is hypothetic. The PLP have a launch now and introduce these persons, and there is a proverbial passing of the torch, right? And they say, well, I won't be in this particular constituency no more. This person will be taking over, but I support this person wholeheartedly. Blah, 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 yeah, blah, 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 right?
You know better than that.
They will do this. The PLP has to do this. The PLP must do this.
Howard.
There is no two ways.
Howard.
If the PLP don't fire at least 10 to 15 of these people right now, they cannot win the next general election.
Howard Grant, then you got to stop with oh, Jesus, help me, Lord, today. You got to stop with the Prime Minister himself. He's just showing up. I firing you today. Me. I will fire you today.
The Prime Minister.
Yes, sir. You've been gone. You've been gone. And you've been gone. What am I supposed to do with you? If I have a girlfriend who always gone, you think I want her? What about a wife? You think I want them? Huh? You think that's what I want? What about an employee who don't show up to work? You think I want them? I firing you. I starting with you. So you can't rebuild the whole house if daddy in charge of the house and you got to start with him. You fired first. I start with you first. That chance to do some work over there, I applaud you. Mr. Mitchell do some work over in Foxhill, I applaud you. But you at the top, I firing you first. Now let's go elsewhere.
I'm going to talk
about Jamal Strong fella, he working, I like him. I keeping you. See, I talk about performance management and be honest about it. Don't be scared about it.
But you might just start from the back. Let's start.
No, I don't do back now. I do front.
No. I'm saying you might just start.
I always start from the front.
But let's work your way from the front.
Yeah, I work from the front.
Okay. Well, if you start from the front, then you got to start on the east side of Nassau and work your way to the west.
Why the wise men in the east?
Okay, let's start with the wise men. You might as well start with our good friend and good constituency down there at Golden Isles. I see you calling names. I thought you was going to do the
whole
thing.
You think I'm scared about that?
No, I don't think you're
scared. I just drive past there 3 times a day.
Okay.
Huh? The whole forest over there. Nobody, I really mad with that one. The whole forestry gone. The pine barren, the well field gone. Listen to me. When I moved down into Adelaide, I can tell you where I live. When I moved down there, I used to get rain and mist and dew every morning. Down there like a, oh geez, like a desert. Like a desert. I can't find water. Why is this? You talk about climate change, you talk about use the Minister of Environment Health, and then you take out
all the microbes. I was in the bush the other day, checking out those, coal.
He carried a bush left there.
There were a big contingent of people down gone. There to identify the coal and say these are the illegal coaling sites where people are burning coal.
See, and then you're like these lousy people. I don't understand you.
Who's lousy?
But they vote. When it's half of them, they vote him. And he's PLP, they vote him. And he's still lousy.
Oh,
he's lousy on both sides.
Oh, so Von Miller, you
he's
say...
He's lousy.
Okay.
I ain't scared to call me lousy.
So then let's move up now.
That's my acquaintance. I know him, but he's lousy.
Let's move up now.
I would fire you.
Southern Shores.
Yeah, long time. Fired.
He fired Southern
fired.
Shores?
I fired him too.
You fired Southern
the
Rev, Shores?
The Rev from Pilgrim Back, I'm firing you.
He fired Southern Shores?
I fired him from former BAIC. We ain't know what you get fired for. We ain't know where you go. You fired.
Okay, so let's go. Golden Isles fired, right?
Yeah.
Golden Isles fired.
Yeah.
Southern Shores.
I said, look, glitter in your eye. You know, you look demonic right now. You're supposed to have some Jesus in you. But let's go. I go work with you. I go work with you. Let's go on. Go on, Howard Grant.
No, I get with you.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. Kalani? I'm not Kalani. Carmichael.
Carmichael? That one a little rough.
Oh, and rough.
Yeah, that one a little rough.
Oh, it can be rough. You say you see your pastor the people
would,
every day.
No, I would fire.
It can be rough.
I would fire my neighbor based on immigration. But in terms of going out there to meet the people and feed the people and give them groceries, you've been doing that. So I in between on that one. I just being honest.
So you ain't sure?
I'll fire him for immigration, though. Right away.
Tall Pines.
Tall Pines, but I know too much about Dr. Davis. I don't know too much about him.
But you live in the city. Maybe about him as an individual.
Like I said, once again,
look at his constituency.
Yeah, I had no problem with his constituency. I don't know.
Right.
I drive through there, it's clean. I see no one crying, no one complaining, so I can't say.
There's people being in the road crying?
You know, that's what has happened. Go further to the south. I'll tell you who crying. I ain't scared to tell you.
In the south?
Go further to the south.
You mean Mike Yale? Or Cat Island?
No, we're in New Providence.
Oh, we're still in New Providence?
Yes, sir.
And go to the south?
Yeah, let's keep going that way.
Begin. So you get Tall Pines, you got Carmichael.
Yeah. Then who next?
You got Bamboo Town, right?
No, you got Golden Gate.
Golden Isles. Golden Gates.
Golden Gates is okay.
Golden Gates.
It's okay.
Golden Gates, she got a job.
Yeah.
She keep a job.
I let her keep a job. Because it ain't perfect. But she been doing decently kind of well. Mm-hmm. I'll give her a job, yeah.
Then after we go, then we get the bamboo down.
Patricia DeVoe, a little in the middle of that one. I'll tell you why.
Because she's your friend.
No, I know she had a little health concerns and mobility.
We talking about the constituency or we talking about the individual?
Individually, I fire her.
Okay. Now, you shoot straight with
me. I fire her.
You shoot straight with me.
I fire her. I fire her.
Bamboo Town, fired.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, you didn't fire but five or six people already.
Go ahead. Keep going. Keep going.
I got to take the break.
You got to take a break?
You didn't fire but seven people already. I got to take a break, sir.
You might still got to find Quincy Parker for this, man. You got to bring me something to drink.
Ladies and gentlemen, he wants cognac. He needs to stop. Ladies and gentlemen, quick commercial break. I see your telephone calls on the line. I'm going to be right back after this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Now let me see now. 326-EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the family island.
Chicken lovers, listen up. Popeyes is serving it up for you. Get five pieces of juicy, hand-battered bone-in chicken for just $10. That's right, five pieces of Louisiana-style flavor, fried to golden, crispy perfection for only $10. But don't wait. This deal won't last forever. Head to your nearest Popeyes today and grab your five piece for just $10. Popeyes, where the chicken's always worth the hype. Available for a limited time only.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're back with the foundation. Garth, hit a tangent. God, it seemed like he hit a tangent in
no,
this thing.
No, that's true.
I didn't realize that you're going to fire everybody today.
I ain't firing everybody.
Hey, I'm going, listen, you didn't fire but nine people. All right? Golden Isles, what you say about them?
We say you're gone.
You fired them. Yeah. Southern Shores, yeah. You fired them. Yeah. Carmichael, you fired them. Yeah. You say this your neighbor. Tall Pine, you kept him. Golden Gates, you kept that one.
See, I ain't unfair.
Bamboo Town, you kept her. Then you pull back, you say fire her.
Well, she cannot make it.
Okay, you say fire her. South Beach.
You fired.
You fired South Beach. Pinewood.
My good friend, man. Fire.
You fire Pinewood.
Yeah, I tell him.
My God. Sea Breeze.
That one mixed.
How you can be? You it didn't mix. It didn't mix.
Because I was about to fire him, but they started doing some things. I lived there. I have a house in there too.
Yeah. And Sea Breeze.
Yeah, they started doing some things in there.
So they were on the cusp of firing. So yeah, just a pink slip.
Yeah, I got a pink slip.
A pink slip. Okay, yeah. Put a pink slip on that.
I like that. You give me a way out.
Pink slip.
They started doing some things in there now.
Pink slip.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
now,
sir.
How much pink slip we give already? This is a tree in your house, you know. This the first one or this the second one?
This the first one.
This the first pink slip?
Yeah.
All right. She all right then. Okay. Elizabeth.
Why even fire the one bad?
How you going to just, you can't just want fire the woman. Is she performing or is she not performing?
Fire.
You firing Elizabeth?
Yeah.
You can fire Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Fire Elizabeth. All right. Yamacraw.
Fire.
You fire Yamacraw?
Yeah, Zane, I fire you. I don't feel you. I ain't getting nothing from you. You just there.
So we turn the curve from Yamacore, we headed north.
I don't
north.
Have performance now. I don't have personality, I don't have performance.
Okay, now we headed north. We're going from Yamacore, we turn the curve, we headed north. Which constituency that is from Yamacore? That is Sinans.
We got to leave Sinans alone. Sinans ain't really part of us like that.
You're keeping Sinans.
Yeah, they ain't really part of us.
Then you turn, you get west now. You got Freetown.
Yeah, he fired.
Freetown.
Fired right away.
You can fire Freetown?
Immediately.
Freetown, fired.
Right away. The jury didn't say what they had to say, and the judge made the final declaration.
That's my God. Say. So we go from Freetown, we headed back west. Which constituency
Centerville.
This is?
You go Centerville.
Centerville. Let's go Centerville.
Yeah, we can leave him there.
That's Jomo.
Yeah.
We can leave Jomo.
Yeah, leave.
Jomo keep his job. Praise Jesus. Jomo, you get he was on the cusp. You didn't give him no pink slip. Nothing. He good.
Yeah,
he good. Okay. We go on from Centerville. We go on to which constituency now?
Oh, you got Marathon right up there.
Let's go Marathon.
Oh, I firing her.
Lisa?
Yeah, I firing her.
You fire Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
You're going from Marathon. Let me get ahead in the inner city.
You go right there to Nassau Village.
Okay, Nassau Village.
Yeah, keeping him.
You got to keep him.
Yeah, keeping him.
You got to be able to keep this one.
That one good.
All right, Nassau Village, we're keeping him. Mm-hmm. Okay. Jeez, this is more than half the people you didn't fire, by the way. I just will let you know this.
I say 3.5 years.
You didn't fire all these people, you know.
I say 3.5 years.
You fired these people,
boss, sir? You don't show up to work for 3.5 years. What you want me to do?
Just go to Nassau Village. Let's go back. After we go from
Garden
Nassau
Hills.
Village.
Garden Hills.
Garden Hills.
I know nothing but Garden Hills. I don't have no information on Garden Hills. I can't.
Who's a member of Parliament?
The sports fellow. What's his name?
No. Watson is in...
Who the fella named this? See, I don't even know. That's why like, he ain't important to me.
In Garden Hills?
Yeah, the fella, Bo. No, not Bo. What's his name? Jesus, I can't remember the man's name. That's bad. And I pass a sign all the time by a little general. So I can't remember his name.
Mario?
Boleg. Yeah, that's him. Boleg. Yeah. I got to leave him alone because I don't know that.
He's been doing good.
Okay, say it. I don't know.
You got to keep
it. I ain't got no complaints about him. So that's why he said I can't say.
Garden Hills. You got to keep it.
Yeah, keep it.
All right. Now we go in. Where we get?
You got to go to Yellowville to Mount Moriah. I got some early complaints about Mount Moriah that were devastating, and now I'm getting a turnaround performance. So I gotta leave him alone.
You got to keep. He got a pink slip, but we keeping it.
Yeah. I turn him around.
Okay.
He turning around. See, once you're turning around,
I can see your telephone calls. Don't fight me. Let's just find out who we getting fired or who ain't getting fired. I like this.
Okay. Yeah,
I like
this. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Now, who else we going? We going Garden Hills. We going Mount Moriah.
You got Fort Charlotte.
You got Fort Charlotte. Hold on. Are you mixing up on it? Are you getting all over the place?
Okay. Where you want to go next?
Right, we ain't going. You gotta work your way to Fort Charlotte. You gotta work through being in Grandstown and work through.
Oh, I see why you like this. Yeah, but he fired in Grandstown. Being in Grandstown, he fired.
But you gotta work through St. Barnabas first.
We gotta fire our boy now. He just time up. That's Shannon on.
You gonna fire since the deputy for the FNM?
I bet you he fired himself.
Oh, Jesus.
You don't put the money on the table. You think he's running there again, eh?
You're firing him again.
You think he can run in there again?
You
think he can run in there
again? I can know what I think.
I'm just telling you.
Hold on.
I've been a little prophetic on you.
9, 10, 11, 12.
They ain't dumb, you know.
14.
They smart, you know. And I wanted to. Mr. Shadrach Carter is a very smart man. I respect his intelligence. As a matter of fact, he went to St. Augustine's College. The fella got some knowledge there. Good, smart fella.
All right.
He ain't standing there.
Okay, let's go Elizabeth. Did we go? Did we do Elizabeth? No.
That's
not Elizabeth. We didn't do Elizabeth. We let's go to Eggleston.
Oh, you know that state, right away.
Okay, so she keep a job. Yeah. Praise God. We work our way from Eggleston. Now we working over. We
Fort
headed
Charlotte.
More west.
Watch out.
Right. You ready to do St. Barnabas? You ready to do Eggleston? You headed more west. You got to go be in the Grand Town. Be in the Grand Town. Let's go.
Well, I didn't fire that one long time.
You
that's
fired
Watson.
Him?
Yeah, man, long
you
time.
You fired Watson. Yeah, all right. Man. Fort Charlotte.
On the immigration level, absolutely. On the representation, I got to keep him so I give him pink slip.
Pink slip, but we're keeping him?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. All right, so you fired 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. You fired 13 people so far.
Yeah, we got Kalani.
13 people so far. Kalani, let's go.
You keep Dr. Minnis.
Okay, you kept Dr. Minnis.
Mm-hmm.
13 people you fired so far. So do you disagree with me that if the PLP want to win the next general election, they have to move some people? That's just simple. That's just simple math.
Yeah, we ain't got to the family islands yet, but here's what I'm saying to you.
Did we hit all the numbers, everybody in Nassau?
No, there's 24 seats in Nassau and 15 on the family islands. So you're missing some people in there.
I got 23.
You got 23 so far?
I got 23 people so far. You didn't fire 13 out of 23. That's only 10 people you keep.
Yeah, man. I think that's a fair fella.
Who, somebody text me. Which one did we not hit? Which constituency did we not hit? Okay, we went to St. Barnabas. We went to all those particular things. We went in the middle there. We went to Angleston. We did Angleston. You did Garden Hills.
I thought I covered everybody.
All right, we can go back. We'll see exactly what's what. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey.
What's going on, Deacon?
Go ahead.
Hey.
What'd you say?
Hey, God.
Yes, sir.
I got to remind you now. You was the pastor now. You are the pastor.
And the pastor firing people today.
And I got
condemnation, fire, and brimstone from Jesus.
Redemption in your heart.
But
I still have a final statement to make according to my firings, though.
Hey, look here.
I have a declaration to make according to my firings.
You can't fire the people and keep them.
Uh-huh. No, I never said keep them. I said, if I fire you and I have no one to replace you, what am I supposed to do?
See, I can get to that part of the conversation right now.
I know you can get there. That's why I try to jump stick on you. You ain't a jump stick on God.
Hey, let me bring you back in. Howard.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, God. Go ahead, Anton.
Look here. Mm-hmm. I hear you doing them acrobatic mathematics, right?
I don't know maths.
Those quantum bleeds, right?
Which one?
It's the mathematics, right? But I just want to set something straight for the mathematics that I was talking about. Based on God, right? As far as God is concerned, right now, the Progressive Party, the party that I support, the government of the day, we have 32 seats. And if God takes away 13 seats from us, we got 19 seats. What does that say, man?
We ain't finished yet, though.
We ain't finished yet.
We ain't got to finish. I understand the point that I'm making.
We hit 24.
If you take 13 seats, the PLP still got the government.
The government needs 20 seats in order to win. And God took away 13 seats.
The PLP still got the government.
No.
No.
The PLP got 32
or
seats 21, now.
They said if we take our 13 19. Seats, they'll have 21.
They would have 19 seats based upon God's...
But God just
God,
firing
God
them.
Is order.
God firing them now at the interim. Saying that if you don't make changes in these constituencies...
He got 11. 11
He gave us
victors.
19.
No, I just gave you 11.
No.
11
you,
and 13.
Based on you and Howard,
this is New Providence we're talking about. There's 24 seats in New Providence.
No, but I understand the point.
I take away 13 in New Providence.
I'm looking at the overall number. Based on you and Howard discussion, you take away 13 seats from the PLP, right?
Only in 32. New Providence.
No, but 13 from the 32.
The Progressive Party currently has 32 seats, right?
Right.
And to take away 13 seats,
you got 19 seats left.
19.
Yeah.
We ain't got to the family island yet.
But you need 20 in order to win.
So you're saying you got more? He said he got more people to fire, by the way. I just wanted to let you know
and
that.
Bimini and West Grandmama ain't got no reason to vote the fella back in.
That's
he ain't doing nothing yet.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He didn't fire the man. He ain't even...
He Jesus.
Go ahead, Andrew.
That means, according to God, we're no longer the government.
It's possible only if. That's why I said I have a declaration to make.
What's that?
This is why I beat the effort of them so bad. If the election is within your bosom and you can't win this election, you got to be some type of special type of incompetent. I won't be kind creature.
Oh.
And this is why it upsets me because see, I'm not about the red and the gold right now. I'm about moving the nation forward. You have an opportunity. If you say you are a politician, if you say you love your country and you love your people, you now have an opportunity to stand in that gap and make this country better. But you know what you're doing? You're sitting back waiting for the demise of everyone else around you. I can't vote for that. I will not vote for that. And I will encourage everybody under the sound of my voice not to vote for that. You got to get up off your backside and go to work. That's how I feel.
Hey,
and I ain't seen nothing
Howard.
Happening yet.
Hey, Howard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, yeah. When you're busy counting the eggs for the PLP, right?
Yeah.
You have to remember now, in the FNM, we're talking about people who have failed this country dismally.
We all have failed. I include myself in it. We all have failed. All of us have failed.
The country beyond reproach.
Now we need to fix it.
Beyond reproach, right?
Anton.
Now, let me just paint this little picture for you before I make the comment what I really called to make, right?
You must be an
honest. And it was based on your earlier discussion regarding some investments that is taking place in the country right now, right?
Right now.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right now.
Not yesterday, though.
Mm-hmm. That was announced yesterday, right?
But not yesterday as in 3.5 years, though.
No.
Okay, so just only now, right?
Right, and you want me to be happy with the
news of this investment? Man, right. Anton, y'all joking, man. I keep telling you, y'all trying to play with people's emotions. People who love this country. You can't show up late for dinner, man.
But anyway,
I'm happy with that, Anton.
To my point.
Go quickly, Anton. Right? Go quickly. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Now, Howard, picture this. And I want you to riddle me this, Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Over there in Grand Bahama, the PLP, led by the Honorable Philip Brave Davis, gets things under control
mm-hmm.
with the Grand Bahama Port Authority, right? They fall in line, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are partnering with the government the way they need to partner with the government in order to advance and move Freeport ahead, right?
Mm-hmm.
Them and all of the entities under them partnering with the government in a positive manner, right? Then you get the Carnival, right? Executing construction, right? For a major port down there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Howard?
Yeah, well, this is the pronouncements that are coming to the forefront.
You get the hotels coming on stream, right?
Coming.
Shortly, right?
Coming shortly.
And it's going to be...
They've been coming shortly for three years.
That's fine.
That could be fine.
Just forget about the rhetoric. You got the hotel.
That ain't rhetoric. That's anticipation. You can't tell me something that ain't reached yet.
I understand. Just tell me out, Howard.
Go ahead.
For the sake of discussion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can get to my point where I really go up for. You got the hotel coming on stream, right? And we're looking at a deal that's going to be crafted so carefully by the Prime Minister, right? Who's the head of the country and the Minister of Finance,
mm-hmm.
by his deputy, right? Who's the Minister of Tourism, Investments, Aviation, right? By the Cabinet. Perhaps unlike any other deal crafted before, right? And then you get the shipyard expanding, right? You get the airport coming on stream, right? All of these things coming together, Howard, over there in Grand Bahama. What do you think that means in Grand Bahama alone, Howard? What do you think that means?
What I think it could mean, or what do I think it means?
What would it
now,
mean
now in
if
the
they
event
come
that
together,
it actually Howard? Comes out of the pipeline because it existed in the pipeline for a long time? It seems clogged.
What would it mean, Howard?
If it comes to pass. Then it means that the Grand Bahama is moving forward and the PLP could be able to garner that support that they're looking for from Grand Bahama.
Okay, that's one. Let me get to what I called you for, right, Howard?
Definitely.
Which is the discussion regarding Bahamian investor, right? In the numbers industry, right? Howard, you made two critical statements earlier in the discussion. One of them, you said that we're always looking to, as you put it now, Howard, the white man, right?
I said that in quotation. I don't mean a Caucasian. I'm talking about superiority and this kind of an idea that exists.
Understood.
Yeah, go ahead.
Understood. Uh-huh. Right? And so, Howard, listen now. One of the biggest problems we have in this country as Bahamians, as a majority Bahamian, is our internal fight against each other. You hear me, Howard? We hate to see each other rise, especially if we do it honestly. We hate to see each other rise. And no matter how honestly you rose, people will find a reason to hate you, right? And it's up to people like you, Howard, and you guys, who are both headliners on the Guardian's platform with greatly supported talk shows, to set aside that level of thinking. That's black crab syndrome. You see, because we have Bahamians in the country right now getting ready to invest $300-400 million in the ground. That's something we should all celebrate.
I think it should be celebrated, but Garth started off on a particular tangent, and I just wanted to be able to give clarity to that. We look at the investment, which is financial. And we say, well, why couldn't I do that? That's how Garth started off. And I had to give clarity to that.
That's where I want to go to next, Howard.
Let's give clarity to that.
See, Howard, hear me out, Howard. We have a government right now, Howard. See, what people need not get clouded in is all the muck and mire. You have to pay attention to what's really happening before you. And this is what I'm saying, Howard. What you really need in a government, Howard, and God and the nation, is a government that's going to be responsive to your cry. Is a government who is going to listen and react and respond positively when you cry out. That's what I see happening with such a move as what is happening with the Fox Foundation and their partnership. Listen, man, it's them today. It's them today. Understand this. This is something unseen in this country as it relates to tourism investment from Bohemian investors. It's them today, Howard, and we have a prime minister who's clearly listening and responding. It could be any one of us tomorrow. That is what we need. We don't need to have a prime minister leading us who's not going to listen when the people cry.
Anton,
who's not going to shift lanes and shift gears to do what it is.
Anton, let me fix a couple of things because I only have a couple of minutes. So please forgive me, Anton, but I have more callers on the line and I won't be able to do this. I can't even dive into, and I hate to cut you, Anton, because I know that you have this sort of, you want to be able to break some things down, but I can't even dive into that with these few minutes left. But I have to say to you that when you start to talk about reactive, when you start to talk about these things, the environment dictates the direction of the government. That's it. The environment calls for more heads in beds. The environment calls for more rooms. That from before this administration came in, the environment called for public-private partnerships. The environment called for these particular things. It is incumbent upon leadership to identify what the environment calls for before the cry of the people.
That's proper business.
The cry of the people, you have to anticipate and identify based upon a forecast what the environment calls for. Let me take a next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
What's up, my dear?
I'm calling back. I wanted to find out, because Anton was talking about so much going on in Freeport. You're from there. I sure I didn't hear the person's calling in from Freeport the other day on Naughty Show. I didn't hear the same thing that Anton is talking about. You know, so I don't know what he's talking about, anything. The hotel is on the way. Like you trying to explain to him, is this the same hotel that's been on the way? I didn't hear him mention the airport, so I guess that is not on the way.
Yeah, and, that's what I say. Howard, I live in Grand Bahama. As a text I'm reading, Howard, I live in Grand Bahama. The airport is not on coming on stream, like Anton says. It's a text that's coming through.
Okay, thank you. Another thing, if this particular Davis-led administration is doing so well and listening to the cries of the Bohemian people, I want you guys, you and Howard, to do me a favor. Do a research with Mr. Toby Smith and find out from him for me, please. Was he ever looked in at giving an opportunity to do what Fox is now doing, seeing that he came up with an idea similar years ago? I just want you to look into that for me, please.
Well, you're a smart baby.
The Bohemians and listening to the cry, where is that coming from?
You ain't easy.
Thank you, my dear. I do appreciate your telephone call. Let me take the next call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Cousin, you're on the radio.
Yeah, she on.
Cousin, you're on the radio. Go ahead. Hey.
Hey, listen, tell Pearly L. See, Pearly L, good afternoon, man, and I appreciate you shouting me out. Listen, she had, you see what she do just now?
Yes.
You see that example she do with Toby?
Yes.
Hey, listen, God, yes. I don't know if you can finish that stuff. That finished firing them on your show Sunday, or you have something else.
God didn't fire everybody in Nassau.
Sunday Super Bowl, we all
fire 11 PLPs and one FNN in Nassau.
I can join Howard next week when he invite me back. We'll finish up.
Jamal Strong is a nice guy.
Yes.
But you're going to have to move in Nassau. We'll have to vote him because we're going to vote his out.
Wow.
You understand?
You're going to tell us about that next week then. Next week, Howard could probably continue. We could find out if I was right or wrong.
What you doing Sunday? What happened on Sunday?
Super Bowl. They're doing a recorded show for Remark, so we won't be back on until next week, Sunday.
Oh, so
but,
sad.
I'll join Howard when he opens the line to me. And
I'll do this on Monday. I have no problem.
So look at the transportation, the emergency vehicles, then they new brown or use. I mean, we still thankful for what we get from Maronite, from the mayor there.
Yeah, I look at them, they look brand new, but I got the final more information about it. I think it's five chargers and a fire truck.
Yeah.
We can talk about that. Quick telephone call. Caller, go ahead, quickly.
Yeah, listen, I you ain't getting on my point, but I can knock y'all two out. Y'all need to stop allowing the long-winded callers to take up all the time derailing what the topic is and fellas like people like us who are trying to make a positive contribution. Y'all need to change that this year, man. Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you, and I apologize about that. Next caller, go ahead very quickly.
Howard.
Hey.
How you doing?
All is well, baby.
I would think for as long as you've been on this radio talking politics, you will get it right by now.
Okay, let me hear. Let me get it right.
You on that and so on talking about how many seats and who will win and who ain't going to win. Don't we know how Bahamians vote by now? If the country ain't doing well and the government ain't doing foolishness, they vote everybody else.
So everybody gone.
Everybody. I mean, you got to be really, really, really doing well.
And who are the really, really, really doing well? Give me two names.
Man, only two names that come to mind, but I'll tell that to you next week. But forget about Shannon Dawn Cartwright because you don't live in the Grove, so, okay?
So what? You keeping him or you letting him go?
The man is the man. Trust me, here. He been doing some stuff from day one to today.
I got a house
never
in the Grove.
Harry never slowed down.
I know.
What
I got a house.
About,
I got a house in there.
Where you get your information from?
I got a house in there.
I like it.
This is his best friend in St. Barnabas.
Oh, my God. I like it.
So ain't that happening for Michael Alkitas?
Pardon me?
Ain't that happening for Alkitas?
Who that is?
But like I see you later. That's the show. I want to thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today. I want to thank you. God and Fire, 11 PLPs and 1 FNM in Nassau. And everybody, that's 11 and 1. That's 13. So 11 people get to keep their job. You did well, God. You try to be able to slice it right down the middle. You did your best. That's the show today, guys. Enjoy your weekend. Be decent as you continue to be able to move forward. I got some other people forgot to fire. I didn't put the names on there. 15 other seats in the Family Islands. And we ain't talking about them yet. But we're going to be able to talk about those things. I told you we're going to be able to take it to the House this year. This ain't no time to play, guys. This is an election year. We're going to be able to be transparent. Have a good conversation. We're going to see you on Monday. God spare our life right here on The Foundation.
Fall in love with your water service this February with the Water and Sewage Corporation Sweet Savings Campaign. Pay a bill in full on or before the due date. Complete the entry form and we'll sweeten the deal with a 5% discount on your next bill. That's right, save some sweet cash just by keeping your account current. It's simple, it's easy, and it's our way of saying thank you for being a valued customer. Don't miss out. Offer runs from February 1st to the 28th. Show your water service some love and enjoy the savings that come with it. Visit our website at wsc.com.bs today to learn more. Pay in full. Save more. It's that simple. With sweet savings. The Water and Sewage Corporation, refreshing your life with sweet savings this Valentine's Day.
Almost here, and the best place to watch it is at Nassau Cruise Port. Join us on Sunday, February the 9th for an unforgettable game day watch party, huge screens, unbeatable food and drink specials, and all the game day energy you can handle. Grab your friends, bring your game face, and score big with giveaways, drink discounts, and a chance to win exclusive prizes. Don't miss out on the action. Game day, Nassau Cruise Port, Sunday, February 9th, where every touchdown feels like a win. See you there.